You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Fans of podcast horror and Halloween, Friday, October 25th in Austin, Texas at the Nomad Bar at 1213 Corona Drive, we have got an event for you. Attack of the Pod People is an unprecedented party to celebrate the season featuring members of OneOfUs.net, Double Toasted, The Night Owl, Horror Queers, Junk Food Cinema, Castle of Horror, Rage Select, Women in Caskets, and the Threequel Club, all performing onstage tributes to the season. All that, and you can get up and sing with Karaoke Underground or compete in our costume contest with prizes. RSVP is required for entry, so look our event up on Facebook or Eventbrite and join us. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well. Years since the last Zombieland, and here we are again. And honestly, I think everyone was pretty excited about it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was like sure, why not?
Like everyone in the movie going landscape, or everyone in that theater tonight?
Well, no, I mean, certainly in the theater tonight, but I will say that like everyone I talked to was like tentatively, like optimistic, cautiously optimistic about it.
A whole lot of please don't suck.
I think the feeling
please
I got,
don't suck.
Kind of the feeling I have is just like, oh, that's coming out. Sure, I'll go see that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like, I wasn't terribly excited, but I wasn't like pissed about
you're
it.
You're like, I remember liking the original Zombieland a decade ago.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't think this, like, you know, really got serious shippers behind it in 2009 because they're, you know, the zombie thing had kind of come and, you know, it was forming into new things, but this wasn't really upsetting the recipe other than it was a nice comedy, and people was like, oh, this is a fun movie. I really like seeing that. And then, you know, gradually they were just like, oh, yeah, Zombieland. And now it's like, oh, yeah, Zombieland. Well, they could do a sequel of that without screwing it up too bad.
So, weirdly, right? They've been fighting to get this movie made for a very long time. This movie has been, since the original, the cast and the director have been like, we all really want to get back together and do another
Apparently
film.
Apparently, Jesse Eisenberg wanted to be good.
And fucking prima donna.
They've gone through multiple different scripts. They've gone through multiple tries and attempts to get it made. This is the one that finally got made. And maybe it's because the guys writing this wrote the Deadpool movies, which were genuinely really fucking hysterical.
Didn't they write the original?
They wrote the original.
Did they write the original as well? Okay.
But it's just like, after those Deadpool movies came out, it's like they have more cachet.
Yeah, a lot more. Fleischer, on the other hand, director, had just directed Venom, so I don't know what happened there.
It has awfully prominent on that poster.
Yeah, they're like, are you sure that's what you want to lead with?
Venom was a hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you really want to lead with the Sony movie that made hundreds of millions of dollars? It's a bit of a head scratcher.
No, fair.
I do think the problems with Venom weren't really the director's fault. I think there's a lot of studio notes going on. That's another conversation.
Yeah, fair enough. But here we get Woody Harrelson.
Because it was about Venom.
Woody Harrelson is Tallahassee. Jesse Eisenberg is like Columbus. Abigail Breslin, now all grown up, as Little Rock. And Emma Stone is Wichita. Returning 10 years later, they've been doing this whole time. And they've as you remember from the original, or maybe you don't, that Eisenberg has his whole series of rules that he set out to survive the zombie apocalypse. And this has done nothing but expand and become a very much a backbone of this movie as a running joke of like learning all the new ones, how that confronting that with new situations. So the four of them, when we meet them, are like, so we're good at this, right? And they are. They've all gotten really good at surviving the zombie apocalypse. They even the point where they were like, we know we have names for the different types of zombies and how they work and what to expect from them. So they're good enough that they're not real stressed out anymore about zombie attacks. And to the point where they're arrogant enough to go, why don't we just go live in the White House in Washington, D.C.? And that's where the movie starts with them living in the White House in Washington, D.C., going, yeah, this is the shit, right? only, of course, for things to get complicated, as you might expect, by Jesse Eisenberg, who has been with Emma Stone in a romantic relationship for some time, despite that, him going, maybe we should actually get married, freaks her the fuck out, and she takes off. And so does Abigail Breslin, who's having problems with the whole, I'm the youngest one here, nobody really gets me.
I'm going to get laid. Yeah. Growing up who is not a father figure or fucking my sister.
Exactly. So the team is split up, and everybody is stressed out. Enter Zoe Deutsch, who they meet in a local mall, who is basically playing a character from Scream Queens, as near as I can tell. She's like the very definition of a dumb blonde.
Like the very cliche version of that. Like the big, bold letters.
She's a woo girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
She is sweet, and the light in her eyes is shining through the hole in the back of her head.
So, like, right off the bat, she's like, okay, I may be a ditz, but I haven't seen anyone for a really long time, and I'm either going to fuck Jesse Eisenberg or I'm going to fuck Woody Harrelson, because I need to get laid, which is totally fair. I mean, and Eisenberg, who's mad and upset and hurt, is like, oh, me. And next thing you know, what happens? Emma Stone comes back and goes, oh, really? And also, Abigail Breslin took off with some hippie dude, and we gotta go chase her down.
Yeah, because of course she fell in with some, like, skanky-ass dude who smells like patchouli and has a guitar.
Of course.
You because know, like cliches. You're everyone's first boyfriend in college.
I feel called out. This is.
Are you personally attacked?
I feel personally attacked right now.
Oh, wow. Harmony. There was a part of me that kind of had me sitting there going, like, you don't get to be mad, you fucking left. You dumped him and you left. You can't be mad at him for being single when you dumped him.
You don't understand women.
So along the way of this adventure, they encounter various other characters, including Luke Wilson, Thomas Middleditch, Rosario Dawson, all playing interesting roles, some of which come and go rather quickly, some of which seem like they're going to be additions to the bigger cast, because after this movie, I would not be surprised at all for us to get a Zombieland 3 in another less than 10 years.
Next time, it's Zombie World.
Zombie World. The Zombie World.
I'm spending on teacups. It's just terrible. Yeah.
We just went to England. How'd you get there? Shut up. We're living in Stonehenge now. It's safe. There's a lot of, like...
Well, you know, they're British... Their British counterparts are living in Buckingham Palace as we speak.
There's a lot of really funny bits in this movie. And I would say, as I said to Harris earlier, there's stuff that made me guffaw, which is not normal for me with comedies, like where I'm just laughing.
I'm a sourpuss.
Yeah, Stoneface McGee over there.
It's true, but I found myself regularly laughing and laughing really hard at points here.
Oh, there was one zombie kill of the year that almost had me rolling on the floor.
Yeah, no, you were making me laugh more.
They only had a handful of those. And they needed more for my money. They could have kept them going because it's one of the most effective jokes where every now and then they're trying to achieve, like, you know, we need an awesome kill. It's been a while since we've had, like, a really top-tier kill. And then whenever they do something cool, they flash to some other part of the country, or indeed the world, and show, like, somebody getting a great kill. And they're all hilarious.
Yeah, they're always like, oh, that might be the best kill of the year. And they're like, but it wasn't. Here's what it was. There's a lot of very... much more Deadpoolish type humor here, quite frankly. Very
little more looking at, not literally looking at the screen, but definitely, you know, metaphorically, like winking at the audience.
It's much more hyper aware of the fact that this is not a film to be taken seriously. If you're one of those people who goes into this like really serious about the plot and like going, that would never happen. One of those people who are like, Walking Dead sucks in season 2. Then you're not going to probably be the right person for Zombieland, because Zombieland is not concerned with any of that stuff. It wants to make you laugh. It wants to make you like these characters. And on that level, I think it succeeds admirably.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Although I do think to the detriment of this movie, because if you remember in Zombieland, there were some stakes to it and some like emotional resonance to some of the characters. They didn't like harp on it. It didn't take a turn to this big drama or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And this movie kind of lacks all stakes. There's no real plot stakes. The characters don't really change. There's threads that kind of like are developed early to get the plot moving and then abandoned, which I think hurts this movie some, because it like some through line or consistency would have been good. But, I mean, it's charming throughout without that. It's not like it kills the movie. But compared to the first one, I think it kind of lacks that.
I totally agree with you. There are a lot of points in here where I was like, but it felt like that was leading somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's just kind of...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this is a movie that knows exactly what it is, and it doesn't have any pretense of being anything else. Mm-hmm. In fact, they kind of make a direct reference to The Walking Dead with Jesse Eisenberg reading the comic going like, wow, this is horrifying and utterly unrealistic. But because... Yeah, if you're the sort of person who's going to be like, wait, why are they the first people to try to go to the White House and take it over? You're watching the wrong fucking movie. Yeah.
I don't really want to get this movie. I don't want it to bog down in the horror aspect. I don't want it to be like, oh my God, we're all caught, we're all going to die. I mean, at least I don't want it to do that too much. And it doesn't, you know, I like these characters. I don't want to see them, you know, die in some sort of you know, Walking Dead author type scenario.
And I actually,
that man's horrible.
I actually like have a problem with zombies in general. That's with every time one was walking, so there were zombies at the filming, and every time they go walk by, I go Jesus Christ. Because I honestly have a hard time with zombie films and stuff like that because I don't like hopelessness.
Mm.
And yeah. And that's what it's all predicated. There's no hope. And I really enjoyed, you know, the first Zombieland movie because it was a comedy and, you know, very, you know, reminiscent of Shaun of the Dead and, you know, stuff like that. This is definitely my type of
as much as you
experience.
Want to take zombies.
Right.
It?
This is how I want to digest the zombie material. Yes. And I guess I can't deal with the no hope. And I need it to be fun, and you know,
if anything, it was satirizing those other things that are that way.
I mean, this is super more breezy than the first zombie. I mean, there's not even too many zombies in this movie. I was trying to afterwards, I was thinking like how many scenes there really were. There's like 3 to 4 scenes total where there's like zombie fight. Other than that, it's just the characters, hanging out and being charming together, which is like what people dig about this movie.
Well, that's basically The Walking Dead, but like in reverse. It's like, oh, they're hanging out, being awful together.
Yeah, here they all like are genuinely being constantly funny.
Yeah, with Walking Dead, you're more like, I can't wait till some zombies kill these motherfuckers. Whereas this show, man, I hope the zombies don't kill you guys.
Yeah, you like these people, and even though, you know, if without tension, there's no movie, so of course they create the tension element here, but it's never dramatic in a way where you're, like, feeling
there's
it.
There's never
it's
a single moment where you think anyone could possibly even get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of root for a couple of people.
Other than some characters who are introduced to get hurt. Like, your core characters, there's never a point where you feel like, I will hit Woody Harrelson to die.
You
like,
kind of want to, but you kind of want to see Berkeley take it in the neck.
Somebody eat his face. Come on.
Except for, like, in the highlight here, I think, of this movie, the thing that really saves it and sets it above, like, a sequel we definitely didn't need was Zoe Deutch. Is that even she is so good as that.
She's
airhead.
Really
she
funny.
She really steals all the scenes she's in, I think.
Oh, no.
She's
totally
Caroline Ray's daughter.
Oh, really? Cool.
Many don't know that.
And then comedic chops. Like, it's there. She was like, there's an early part in the movie where you think you might be without her. Then the movie quickly is just like, here she is again. Like, in his nose, she's a strength, you know. She's so funny.
Yeah, she is definitely, I think, the MVP of the new characters in the film, for sure.
Definitely,
which is
fresh.
Kind of like I was hoping there would be more Rosario Dawson than there is. I mean, she's in it in a way that's like, oh, that's cool. I like what they did with her. But she's definitely supposed to be sort of the badass equivalent, female equivalent of Tallahassee, as opposed to a funnier character. Right. And Deutch is like just the perfect foil to be thrown into the middle of this mix to make it just repeatedly really funny. Although I will say I totally called the joke of like I was like, I can totally see what just happened there.
Oh, and I meant Leah Thompson, not Caroline Ray.
You fucked up, dude.
I did fuck up.
Yeah, and admittedly, Zoe Deutch and Emma Stone probably had the best chemistry of anybody in this movie.
It's true.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Wichita's increasing frustration with her was amazing.
But there's lots of great set pieces. I mean, they go to Graceland, for God's sakes, even though they're not actually in Graceland. They're in a hotel that's designed to be exactly like Graceland, although with several of the Graceland artifacts.
No, I'm just gonna go with it. That sounds
great. I was like, that's fine. I question whether that's a thing, but I'm okay with
it. I'm just willing to bet she raided that place as soon as it burned.
Right, yeah.
I think that's the conceit here. She got that stuff in there before somebody burned.
But honestly, the best thing I can say about this movie is I was never bored at all.
Nope.
And this is that feels like that type of movie that you see these zomcoms where you're like, there's always that point where it slows way down because it's trying to find a way to get you to care. This movie has no problem with that. It's like, we already know you care. We're not going to waste our time with that. We want you to have fun and to consistently surprise you and have some pretty impressive action scenes. I mean, they're unrealistic, but damn, they're brutally violent and cool.
There's one really good one. And it came out of Welcome to the Spot because the thing you were talking about was kind of happening to me in this movie where I was kind of like,
no, you felt that?
I felt it a little. Like, I think it's weird. I think I'm a little less in on this movie than some of y'all, but like, I still liked it.
Yeah.
But I think the jokes miss way more than they hit. But it's still charming, and it goes by quickly, and it breezes by that. It's fine when they miss, because it's not an eye roll like, oh, God, that was really unfunny. It was like, whatever. And then the next one's kind of funny, and then miss. That one's funny. And I was feeling that slog on me, and then they had a really good action set piece in the middle that was kind of unexpected, which kind of jolted the movie again. But I felt the thing you're talking about that happens in a lot of movies like this. So yeah, it was kind of working negatively for me there for a little bit. But like I said, the movie moves right along and barrels past it, you know?
Well, let's go to final thoughts, Alan. Get us started.
I kind of just summed it up there. I thought the movie was really charming. The cast is good and it was a strength. But I do think it misses more than it hits. But again, that's not the worst thing for a movie like this. It's a fun movie. The runtime short, I got much more to say. I didn't love it, but I definitely didn't dislike it. I thought it was fine. It felt similar to the first Zombieland. I wasn't like in love with the first Zombieland, but I thought, this is funny. Like, I like this. Zombies.
Zombies and laughing.
The rules is funny. Woody Harrelson going big is always fun, and that's kind of what you get again. So I'm here for it. I'll go 6.5 new rules out of 10 old commandments.
I really enjoyed this film. I think honestly, the part that I'm most disappointed about is that they got rid of the old hat of Woody Harrelson's, because my husband went out and bought that damn hat. Now he's got to go and get another hat.
I've got that hat. I've got the original hat too.
Yes. Yeah. The Brazilian tarp hat. And I'm just like, God damn it.
I got one with my father-in-law. He loves it.
Yeah, I know. No, it's just the fact that my husband going to go buy more hats is the issue. I
just bought
one star. My husband's buying more
hats. Buying a goddamn hat.
I bought the mini rail gun on top of the car. I thought that was more of a collectible. That's more. So.
But a lot of fun. I didn't feel it. I like kind of the relationship between Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg. You know, that is always kind of drags for me just because I don't believe it.
Well, he was literally the last man on Earth.
Literally, yeah. And so anytime, so all that stuff was just kind of, okay, yeah, let's get back to the funny part. And so I think let's give this, I really liked it. I'm going to say 8 out of 10 Twinkies. Because I missed the Twinkies.
I did not like this as much as I liked the original Zombieland. This was a very unnecessary sequel. I think Zombieland ended at a perfect place and didn't need another one. And at the time when it came out, it was relatively unique in terms of its blend of not even horror, but just like post-apocalyptic comedy. There was this and Shaun of the Dead, and that was it. And since then, plenty of people have tried to put their stamp on the Zomcom, including most memorably Anna and the Apocalypse. And so it's occupying a much more populated space, and so it's not quite as unique. And some of it didn't work as well for me. I thought that Tallahassee was a much less interesting character this time around. Although the one thing that I did like was the ongoing, he is always getting frustrated in his quest for. In the first movie, it's his quest for Twinkies. And this one, by God, he wants to get away from this fucking minivan. And every time they find a new option, it's ruined for him. And that through line was great. There are some awesome action sequences at times you wouldn't expect. And honestly, the movie's smartest thing is that it doesn't outstay its welcome. It knows exactly how long it needs to be. It is, pacing-wise, it is tight as a drum, And all of the characters who get any major... Any of the new characters who get any major screen time are welcome additions. So, overall, it was good. If there had never been another Zombieland, I would have been perfectly happy. But for this one, I'm going to have to give it a 7.5 out of 10 flattened beasts.
Well?
I wasn't, you know, waiting with bated breath for this movie, but it hits exactly the same notes that the first one did, and that's a positive. It's a lighthearted zombie comedy movie, and it's not like that field is glutted. It's really saved by the fact that it's fast-paced. You never get bogged down in anything. The characters are engaging enough to be, you know, funny and light. I didn't want this to descend into darkness. I didn't want to have any major muss or fuss with it. I just wanted to roll along and have a few laughs, and that's exactly what this gave me. It's a great, escapist flick for the movie. And, you know, if you are a major horror fan and you do horror movie marathons like I do every October, you need stuff like this. You need the palate cleansers. You need the Beetlejuices and the Ghostbusters. And this movie isn't up on those, you know, on those pedestals, but it's still, it's a refreshing little horror sorbet that you're still getting zombies. You're still getting, you know, spooky stuff, but you can laugh and have a good time and, you know, not have to, you know, have your heart completely invested in the thing. So by my measure, it's an extremely entertaining movie. I give it a good 7.5 pieces of chunky, taking care of business jewelry.
So when this movie started with, of course, the expected Jesse Eisenberg voiceover, which starts to go back into the rules stuff, which is always one of the high points of the previous film, was explaining that being a running thing. I was like, oh, and it's funny right off the bat. And then it goes into them trying to take over the White House with a extended, brutal, awesome action sequence set to Metallica's Masters of Puppets played at top volume. I was like, oh, movie, you know me. I'm on your side already.
You treat me so good.
You
know what I like.
That the thing I just kind of found intensely amusing is that really drove home just how much Doom stole from Metallica.
But I was right off the bat having a good time with this, and I remember thinking after that, I bet you anything that's just going to quickly get into a dip where like, oh, we kind of blew our wad early on and we don't really have a lot else, but that wasn't true. I will say, I think this movie is funnier than the first film. Genuinely funnier than the first film. But, in terms of plot, it's not as good as the first film. I don't know if that really matters, quite frankly. Like, I remember watching the first one, and I think when we reviewed it, we're like, who gives a shit? This is a movie that's all about the comedy. The plots are kind of irrelevant. It's a zombie movie. It goes to exactly the paces you expect it to. And this movie, much the same. There's points where you're like, it felt like you just kind of let some stuff drop, like you were setting up for things that maybe, like, they were in a rush to get it out and they forgot that stuff was from a previous version of the script. There was a lot of moments like that where it's like, wait, is that something that you were going to address again? But who cares? I laughed my way through this whole movie. I'll just say I give this 8 out of 10 double taps. I can't believe nobody took that before me. But I want to say the one thing that really kind of, it was funny, but very awkward, was that there is a mid-post credit scene. And yes, you do get some Bill Murray, but it was all like, well, I guess somebody told you at the studio you had to find a way to put Bill Murray in this thing again. Cause it's just kind of, all right. I mean, it was funny, but it was like, wait, what? Okay.
It seems a bit pandering.
Yeah, very pandering. Yeah.
Pandered me. Throw me all the pandas.
You want to be as pandered as possible.
I mean, all the pandas.
It's extra, but it's not like they jackhammered it into the movie.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. It's post credits.
As soon as the credits roll, if you get up and leave, you haven't missed anything.
Yeah, but you know they're not going to. He's like, wait, Bill Murray's in the post credit scene? Yes. Dan Aykroyd, despite all reports, is not in this film, so don't hang out till the end, because
expecting no Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that was confirmed by the director.
Yeah, I'm me being asking the question, and they're like, shut up, you're an idiot. Which maybe I was, to be fair.
Well, you did ask about the Snyder Cut.